Steno 101, How to Do It, originally posted Thursday, June 3rd, 2010. A break from the What is Steno Good For series, just in case you've already been convinced by parts 1 through 3, and you're raring to get started. Obviously, my dream of seeing Steno sweep the world and capture the hearts and hands of QWERTY typists everywhere is not going to happen by itself. Efficient touch typing comes with practice, but anyone who knows the alphabet can hunt and peck on a keyboard and get accurate, if slow, results. That's not true of Steno. You have to invest a fair amount of time in learning the different chords of the keyboard before you can start writing anything. When I went to Steno school, they taught us a letter, then gave us a few sentences utilizing that letter, drilled us for a week until we were writing the practice sentences at about 20 words per minute, then added another letter. It meant we spent a lot of time writing stuff like, "The ape sat at the top step," over and over again, while my theory teacher yelled, "Use the pinky finger!" at us in her charming Queen's accent. I was bored and frustrated a lot of the time, and I think I could have gone a lot faster if I'd been left to my own devices. I've been trying to think about how I learned previous manual systems. The B-flat major scale on a bassoon, the SNES controls for Super Mario World, the keyboard shortcuts in Vim. Mostly I've gone through a brief tutorial or overview of the system as a whole, and then I've just jumped in and tried to use what I learned, consulting a cheat sheet as necessary until I'd internalized all the patterns. I definitely welcome input from all the Steno autodidacts reading this blog, because I'm very curious to discover how you wound up teaching yourself Steno. Ideally, I'd love to make a Steno Theory computer game that offered both tutorials and practice. That's the best way I can think of to learn this stuff. But my programming skills are not yet up to devising educational fast-twitch action games with compelling gameplay and whoop-snout graphics, so this is the best I can offer for the time being. First the cheat sheet, then, in a day or two, I'm hoping, the overview tutorial in boring blog post form. Click to begin.